WHDD presents Susan Says.
Hi guys, today I'm going to give you some reviews that I hope will intrigue. First, one of the best movies about women of a certain age. Okay, there are not too many in the first place. Baby Boomers, you will be thrilled. It's coming out this week, starring some of the best women ever. It's called Book Club. I went to a screening not expecting much, but I left feeling great, laughing my tush off, but most importantly, feeling that our lives have been presented truthfully, without condescension, without cheap jokes. Wow. And the two who wrote it are young. Bill Holderman, who directed, and Aaron Sims. Well, they're in their 40s. To me, that's young. It stars Jane Fonda, looking so great at 80, you wish you did what she did in those early exercise tapes. Candy Bergen, funny and self-deprecating. Diane Keaton, who usually is too mannered for me, but she's absolutely fabulous. And Mary Steenburgen, who's real and lovely. The men aren't bad either. Don Johnson, still handsome. Andy Garcia with a beard, very sexy. It's about women in a book club who started it years ago, reading Fear of Flying, the quintessential book for all of us women, and now being faced with 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah. But that's only the kickoff, the inspiration for them in their dating lives, so much more. See it. Every woman of every age, you will love it. And the direction is so subtle and warm and wonderful. Yeah, I love this movie. Now for something completely different, as they say, scary as hell. I was channel surfing, trying to get away from the news, and I came across a weird-looking show with weird music and lighting and mutants and, huh? Not my thing, but I was intrigued. I started to watch it. Wow, it's called Legion on FX, from a comic, Marvel Company, about a troubled guy who is psychic, psycho, and a mutant. Yeah, gifts of clairvoyance and cursed to use them. The lead is Dan Stevens, best remembered from leaving a great show, Downton Abbey. He's unrecognizable here as the weirdo. It is so fascinating. I had no idea what it was about, but I couldn't turn it off. Let's see if I can watch again. It was kind of ooh. Lots of special effects as he and others set people afire and disappear into the ether. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But still intellectually interesting. It cuts back and forth in time through his troubled life. It was kind of, yeah, cool. Now, reviews of Company. You know, customer service people, I'm always against them because they never do their job. But now you're going to hear a good one. Congrats to Janovic Paint. I got some new garden boxes. I picked what I thought was a lovely brick color, which turned out to be a bright orange when it was applied. Yeah, I cried. So I went back, and for free, they remixed another darker color. It's close, but not perfect. So this morning they sent me a small can for a small charge. I'll remix here and see. Very helpful, very understanding, even in my tears. I know it's a little thing, but after dealing with so many stupid people at so many stupid companies, I appreciate small favors. Finally, let's review the TV performance. Instead of being humble and grateful at the return of the three prisoners from North Korea, you know who shall not be named, like Voldemort. Okay, deranged Donnie bragged about the TV ratings for the event. Yeah, he ruins even a good thing he did. Bye-bye.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.